Chapter 20. Lexi plumped her pillow and rolled over to face the windows. The sun streaming into the leaves on the big oak tree out front created a kaleidoscope of light on her floor and bedspread. It was going to be another beautiful day. Lexi smiled as she reached under the covers to pet Sprinkles. Today was the day before her wedding, and now that the messy triple murder was soon to be resolved, she could relax and focus on starting her new life as Mrs. Jack Perillo. Which meant she better get going. She had to run some last-minute errands, or there might not be a wedding tomorrow. She jumped into the shower and then changed into a pair of comfy jeans and a plain black t-shirt. Tying her hair in a ponytail, she grabbed her white hoodie, put Sprinkles into her harness, and then headed out the door with the little dog at her side. Lexi drove downtown, glancing every few minutes in the rearview mirror. She was still a little spooked by the black car she thought she kept seeing, but no one followed her. Maybe Davies had already arrested the killer. "Are you ready for a spa treatment?" Lexi asked Sprinkles as she pulled up in front of the Pretty Paws dog grooming. Sprinkles looked out the window, then eyed Lexi dubiously. Clearly, the dog was not fooled by the word spa. Lexi got out of the car and came around to the passenger side to collect Sprinkles. She opened the door and tugged on the leash. Sprinkles hopped out grudgingly. "You're gonna like this, Sprinks, I promise," Lexi said as she pulled the dog into the groomers. Lexi handed Sprinkles over to the girl behind the desk and walked out to the sidewalk, enjoying the sun warming her shoulders. It was already 70 degrees. She wouldn't need her hoodie today. She unzipped the sweatshirt and threw it into her car, then opted to walk the three blocks to the caterer, where she finalized the appetizer selection and gave the menu her final approval. She took her time on the way back, looking in the shop windows. She spotted a Gucci bag she would have loved, but couldn't quite afford. She stopped in front of the chocolatier, her mouth watering at the fancy chocolates in the window and the smell of rich chocolate that filled the air. She was debating on whether she should buy a hunk of almond bark when she saw the reflection of a black car in the window. Her heart froze, and she whirled around just in time to see it disappearing around the corner. Was it the same car she'd seen before? She hadn't gotten a good enough look to be sure, but she hurried back to the safety of her car anyway. Sitting inside, she adjusted the rearview mirror to look at the traffic. After a few minutes with no black car in sight, she relaxed. Probably just my overactive imagination. She glanced at her watch. With 2 more hours until she could pick up Sprinkles, now was the perfect time to check in at the bakery. She pulled out of her parking spot and pointed her car toward the cup and cake.
"So, Davies doesn't think you're the killer anymore?" Cassie asked after Lexi had filled her in on the information the ladies had dug up.
"Well, she hasn't exactly said as much, but since she hasn't arrested me, I feel pretty confident that she's ruled me out." Lexi poured herself a French vanilla coffee from the self-serve station in the cafe section of the cup and cake, then sat down at the table across from Cassie. The girls had spent the last 2 hours baking a batch of pies and were now taking a well-deserved break.
"But the killer still thinks you know something or have something, right?"
Cassie narrowed her eyes at Lexi over the steaming mug of herbal tea she held up to her lips. Lexi looked across the street at the falls. The soothing motion of the cascading water contrasted with the feeling of uneasiness that was creeping into her chest. "I'm not sure. I have no idea what they were looking for in there." Cassie's phone chirped, and she dug for it in her pocket.
"It's a text from John. Let me text him back and see if he knows anything about the case."
Lexi sipped her coffee while Cassie used her thumbs to message John. A few seconds later, her phone chirped again.
"No one has been arrested," Cassie said. Do they have any suspects? Lexi asked. Cassie thumb-typed into her phone again, then set it on the table and took a bite of the cannoli she'd swiped from the case. The phone chirped again and Cassie picked it up.
He says he doesn't know if there are any suspects, but he said he heard Davies say something about putting a tail on you.
Lexi's brow creased. Was it Davies in the black car she kept seeing? That's crazy. Why would they want to follow me? Lexi asked. Cassie shrugged.
Maybe she thinks you are going to lead her to a clue or incriminate yourself somehow.
Incriminate myself? But I didn't do anything.
Well, you know that, and I know that, but Davies? I'm not so sure what she knows.
Lexi chewed on her bottom lip and tapped her finger on the glass tabletop. What if Davies still thought she was involved and arrested her before the wedding? Or told her she couldn't leave town on her honeymoon? Perhaps she'd been too hasty in assuming Nan's information would give Davies what she needed to arrest the real killer. She stared out the window at the falls. The sun was just at the right angle so that it reflected like jewels off the rushing water. With a start, Lexi realized it was late afternoon. She pushed herself away from the table. I better get going. I have to pick up sprinkles at the groomer's and then go home and get ready for the rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner? Oh, is that tonight?
Cassie scrunched her brow and tilted her head at Lexi. Lexi had a moment of panic, then realized her friend was teasing. Very funny. You and John will be there, right? I mean, you are the maid of honor and best man.
Of course, Cassie said. 8 o'clock, on the dot.
Okay, see you then, Lexi said, and then downed her coffee before rushing out the door to her car.